Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Oh, I forgot that I have a guest. Oh my goodness. Man, you know, this week has been so rough, tough week, but you know, this should kind of hopefully lift everybody's spirits, kind of change the mood. This is a feel good story. If you follow New Jersey Little League, then I'm sure you heard about Mark the Arm Rampel and how he came off the bench back during the season. So when the Newbridge Miniature Ratmen went on to the state championship, they won the state championship, and Mark, as everybody in New Jersey must know by this point, has become a media superstar in New Jersey. I saw him on Garden State Spotlight, Channel 5's Eyes on Sports. I saw him on Good Morning New Jersey, Good Morning, and Good Night Now New Jersey. He's really been all over the place. He even was on the Jerry Only Halloween Variety 35 Minutes special. He was a guest on that, and Chris Christie honored him after the season was over back in like a few months ago. I think it was like October-ish, saying that Mark was the embodiment of the fighting spirit, humility, and sportsmanship that makes New Jerseyites great. After that build-up, let's bring him to the show. I want to welcome to the show Mark the Arm Rampel. Mark?
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for doing the show. You don't have to call me sir.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark, before I picked up, I told everybody, for everybody who's not in the area, about your story and how you were the surprise hero in, last year's, New Jersey Little League Championship. And one of the crazy things about this exciting adventure is that you were not even one of the Miniature Ratmen's top pitchers. When things started, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, I wasn't a pitcher at all.
Uh huh.
When I did manage to get in games, it was usually at left field.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it was when we were ahead by a lot of runs.
Uh huh.
We actually had two great pitchers on the team, Mingus Tomlinson and Kerouac Monroe.
Okay.
Those are the guys that actually led us to the championship.
Really?
Yeah,
those were like the star pitchers.
They were, yeah. But then Kerouac got kicked off the team when he was caught helping his uncle Reggie Monroe steal a parade.
What? Steal? I don't know what you mean by stealing a parade.
Well, Reggie and Kerouac tried to hijack the annual Ocean Bridge end of summer parade.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they could hold it for ransom. But because everybody from Ocean Bridge was at the parade, there was nobody to pay the ransom.
Because everybody was at the parade already.
Everybody was there, yeah. So Reggie ended up getting put in the hut, and Kerouac ended up in the hut junior.
The hut junior?
Yeah.
So it's like a kid's version of, I don't even like calling it the hut. I don't,
it's like the hut for kids.
Yeah, the hut for kids. Great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was what knocked him out.
Yeah. And then in our first playoff game against the Lodi Tiny Vampires, Mingus got hurt sliding into second base, and he broke his finger, and then he couldn't play the rest of the game or any of the other games.
Mm-hmm.
And then our third pitcher, catcher in the Ryan McKinney, he wasn't even in the dugout that day because his mother put his glove on top of the fridge where he couldn't reach it.
He couldn't reach his baseball glove.
She was punishing him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she found him in his room having sweat dance fun.
Ooh. Well, she punished him.
He couldn't play the game. So nobody could believe it when Coach Pampinol put me in as pitcher.
Okay. That's because you never had a whole lot of, I guess you had never pitched before. Is that correct?
That's very correct, yeah. People couldn't believe it. And you know that old joke? People used to yell something like, "Hey, Smitty, get up. We're putting in the bench."
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Coach Pampinol actually checked with the head umpire to see if that was possible.
To literally
put in the bench.
Yeah, and I'm assuming it I would guess that it wasn't.
No. And when I ran out onto the mound,
yeah,
people were yelling stuff like, "This is a joke, right? Rumple's a disaster. He's going to pull a choke job and drop the ball." Literally.
Okay.
Just
so
like that.
Yeah, so people were really, because you had not had prior experience, and they thought it
hurt my feelings. And then somewhere between the time the coach called for me to take the mound and my first pitch, someone had professionally printed up a big banner that said, "My dead cat can pitch better than that noodle-armed dip munch."
Like you said, it was a professionally printed banner.
Yeah, it was glossy. Is that embossed?
I guess I might have been embossed. That's crazy that would be. So why, Mark, of all the players, did the coach put you in?
Well, I was the only left-handed player on our team, and the coach thought that would be confusing to the junior vampires.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go out and you take the mound.
I did, yeah. I threw a couple warm-up pitches, and then it was on.
Uh-huh.
Man, I couldn't believe it. I started striking guys out.
Yeah.
I don't have a traditional wind-up.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's what was confusing to the batters.
Mm-hmm. Because you not being a natural pitcher worked to your benefit.
Right.
Because I remember, like, on, like, the replays and stuff, the announcers were going, they couldn't even describe how you pitched. I remember one guy said you were like an emotionally unstable juggler. And another guy had kind of compared you to a rabid half-animal part party machine on
That's
the mound.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't quite get those references, but you know, it's, I guess
they're trying to sum up what was very unique.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the coach of the junior vampires, Coach Baron von Dracula.
Okay.
He kept yelling at his players, "Come on, we need a run, you little monsters."
Uh-huh.
And they were all getting upset, and I just kept doing better and better. And I went on to win that game, and then the next two games. We had a game against the Trenton City Gardeners, and a game against the Cherry Hill Hill Cherries. Mm-hmm. And we won the championship.
Yeah.
And I ended up being the MVP of the whole tournament.
It's really pretty impressive.
Well, I was so honored and humbled, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say, Mark, for somebody who was not, nobody was counting on, or for you to rise to the challenge, it's truly inspirational.
Oh, thank you. You know, the New Jersey sports writers even gave me a nickname. They call me the Arm.
The Arm.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess I should tell everybody, we have Mark, Mark the Arm Rample, which on the show here, the all-star little leaguer who helped take the miniature Ratman, the Newbridge miniature Ratman, all the way to the state championship. And Mark, I don't know, it's funny, your name is Mark Rample, but your nickname is the Arm, and it's kind of funny because there's a musician from a pretty influential band from Seattle, Washington, whose name is Mark Arm.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a guitarist and a singer, and he's from the Seattle area. I mean, Mudhoney actually, I think they started in Bellevue, Washington, which is like a suburb of Seattle. And Mark Arm and Steve Turner were in a band called Green River at first, where they were with two guys who went on to this other band, Pearl Jam. And Green River was kind of like a, like, it was kind of crazy, man, because two guys, Jeff Ament and Stone Gossard, were two guys in the band, and then they went on to be in Pearl Jam, and Steve Turner and Mark Arm, so there was like a collision of styles in the band, and Mudhoney ended up growing out of Green River just like Pearl Jam did, and they were more garagey and kind of big debt to like the Stooges, and really had a twin guitar thing kind of going on. And they really were pretty popular, but they did not go all the way Nirvana, who were like label mates of theirs on Sub Pop, did. But they made a lot of influential records, like Touch Me, I'm Sick was a single that really turned out to be quite influential.
I think I've heard of Nirvana.
Nirvana were a band that were pretty huge, but Mudhoney I thought were better than Nirvana. And they ended up signing to Warner Brothers. It was like Reprise was the label, actually. And they made good records. Like Piece of Cake is a great record, and Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge was actually Sub Pop, not Reprise. But the Reprise records are good. I like them. I think the whole catalog's right, and they've kind of gotten back together and done some things since. Like some pretty good records.
Hmm. Okay.
Did you ever see, there's a movie, Black Sheep, that they were in? They had a small part in it. They played a band in it.
No.
Okay. Well, they shared a lot of, you know, because Nirvana had their drummer. There was a point where Mudhoney's drummer drummed on a Nirvana record before Nirvana had Dave Grohl as their drummer, who went on to do the Foo Fighters.
Oh, that band from New Orleans I saw on TV the other night?
That band from New Orleans? No,
yeah.
They're not from New Orleans.
No, on TV.
Yeah.
It's on HBO.
Yeah, they have a series called Sonic Highways.
They're actors?
No, they're not actors. They were filming the recording of their album, going to different cities, and New Orleans is not where they're from, but that was one of the cities they were at.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. No, I like baseball.
Uh-huh. You're not, okay, I'll stop talking about mud, honey. You're clearly not, it's not clicking with you. So, Foo Fighters, you know who that is?
The actors?
No, again, they're not. Look, let's just...
Okay.
Let's just forget the music stuff. I don't know what kind of music you like or don't like. That's another thing. That's not why you're here. You're here to 'cause you are the baseball star of the year in the Little League. Mark, I guess it's kind of a weird question to ask a 13-year-old, but what is next for Mark the Arm Rample? Are you going to be going out for the middle school team, the Newbridge Middle School Baseball Squad?
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, we're just waiting to see what kind of offer they come back with.
Offer? What do you mean offer?
Yeah, Grandpa Gus says I should hold out for as much as possible.
You should hold out for as much as possible.
Yeah.
But it's a middle school baseball team. I don't understand what you'd be like. That's a little, you're a kid still.
Well,
you know,
I'm pretty successful. Grandpa Gus says I should go for it.
Uh-huh. Well, who is Grandpa Gus?
Gus Brennan, my mom's dad. He's my agent.
Gus Brennan from the Newbridge Ratmen? From the pro team?
Yes.
He's been on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he incredible or what?
There's only one of him, I guess is the most polite way I can put it to his.
That's true.
To his
grandson. His continuous game streak is still intact.
Yes, he has right now, I believe he holds the all-time most consecutive games played, going all the way back to like the 70s.
Of any sport.
Yeah, of any sport. Gus Brennan has not missed a game for the Newbridge Ratmen since, I believe, like 1977.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, I admittedly haven't really kept up with the Ratmen the last few years.
So you haven't seen the bed, have you?
The what bed?
Well, Grandpa Gus is not in the best shape right now.
Uh-huh. You know,
he can't really stand or stay awake for that long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They let him have a pinch batter and a pinch runner, but it's a little trickier when it comes to fielding. So the other players have to roll him onto the field.
What do you mean they roll him onto the field?
Well, it's a pretty big bending of the rules, but Grandpa Gus's streak is basically the only thing that keeps people coming to Ratmen games at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. Last season they were 2-137.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
They lost 137 games.
Yeah, not good, right?
No, that's rough.
Yeah. So anyway, on the rare occasion that somebody would hit the ball into left field,
yeah,
chances are it would land in Gus's glove-shaped bed.
Hold on. So he's in a bed that's shaped like a baseball glove?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. So that's out in the field.
Yeah, they roll him out in the bed.
And the ball could land in there.
Yeah, a lot of times it would land in there, but, you know, sometimes it would land in his soup or the crock pot he had out there with him.
So, but if the ball lands in the bed, what does that doesn't count as a caught ball?
That's an out. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
an out.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If it lands in his baseball glove
it's
shape.
A glove.
It's no, it's a bed shaped like a baseball glove.
Yeah.
I can't believe that that flies. That
would baseball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you know, eventually things start going bad though, because guys started aiming the ball under the bed.
Okay.
And the ball would end up getting lost under the bed with all of Gus's dirty dishes and hot dog wrappers and erotic literature.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was quite a sight when a fellow rat man would be rooting around under Gus's bed for the ball and then come up with a relish-smeared issue of Smokin' Hot White Juicy Melons or the Wedding Night Area Gazette.
Ugh.
Hello?
Hello? No, I'm just, I don't know, I feel, you're, ugh. What, your grandfather, Gus Brennan,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you said you were, he was waiting for the right offer. What kind of offer could anyone expect to get from a junior high baseball team?
New stadium.
A new stadium.
Yeah.
What?
Have you seen the rinky-dink field that the Newbridge Junior High Junior Whippoorwills play on? It's like a sand lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's for kids.
Well, Gus says that thousands of people are going to want to see the arm play at Gus Brennan Heroes Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And that the stadium will be able to accommodate all those people.
Mm-hmm. And then naturally everybody... What a shocker that the stadium is named after your grandfather.
Yeah, he specified that it says that.
Uh-huh.
And also Heroes.
Yeah, Gus Brennan Heroes Stadium.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, he also wants to make sure I get a cut of the food concessions.
The food concessions?
At a
middle school thing, which is like what? Popcorn and hot dogs?
What? No! I'm going to get a piece of every steak, seared shrimp, cigar, craft beer, and all the rest of the stuff they sell.
So he's looking to upgrade all of that stuff.
Yeah, you know the little door that they pull down to open up the thing? And
yeah.
You know?
It's usually like a concrete bunker that has like a sliding gate on it.
Oh, you've been there.
And there's like a grill. Oh, I've been there. Everyone is the same. And they have a grill and they sell hamburgers and hot dogs and soda from it.
Yeah, the gate's going to be made of gold.
Oh, at Gus Brennan's Heroes Stadium.
That's right, yeah. He also wants the merch split to go 80-20 in my favor.
Merch.
Yeah.
What kind of merch?
Oh, Mark the Arm coffee mugs, pens, pennants, hats, panties.
Ugh.
We have these cool shirts that say, "Where were you when the arm came down?" And it's got a drawing of a child's arm shattering the state of New Jersey into a million pieces.
Where were you when the arm came down?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, my legion of fans are going to be called the Arm Army.
The what?
The Arm Army.
The Arm Army.
Yeah. Gus says we should be able to drain at least $5 a month out of each of them.
Out of the Arm Army.
Yeah.
Which sounds very weird.
You sound weird.
Oh, that's charming.
Oh, hey, that reminds me.
Yeah?
Grandpa Gus asked me to ask you where you got yours.
Where I got my what?
Oh, come on.
What?
Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where I got my what?
Your voice modulator.
How did this start?
I don't know.
Rumor that...
Is it a rumor?
It is a rumor. I don't have a voice modulator.
Well, he says my speaking voice is really high and it doesn't command the proper respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're a kid. You know? And, Mark... It's, this is just really surprising that this is where your head is at. You know, it's like you should really just be kind of, it's January, you should be thinking about how, you know, spring and spring training for baseball is right around the corner. I mean, you're talking probably less than 2 months away at this point.
Training?
Yeah, training.
That's, I don't need to do that anymore. I'm great.
You're great.
Yeah.
You pitched three games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and that's what makes, suddenly you're great, and you're...
I'm a hero.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This is...
Oh, hey.
What?
You're involved in TV, right? You write for TV shows?
Yeah, sometimes.
What, do you write for, like, Scandal?
No, I write...
House of Cards?
Not House of Cards, no.
Ice Road Truckers?
I don't write for Ice Road Truckers.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, look, can you hook me up with Katy Perry?
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. What makes you... where is this coming from?
Well, we're both FPs.
Famous people. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mark, you're...
You see, she's back with John Mayer.
Is she? I didn't catch that.
That kills me. But, you know, he does seem like a really cool guy. So it's like, if I can't have her, at least a cool guy has her.
Have. If you can't have. So
can't possess her.
Yeah. So if a 13-year-old can't possess a woman who's just a woman, doesn't matter how old, but what a... I don't know where your head is at, Mark.
How about this? Can you maybe hook me up with the chick from Mad Men? You know, the one with the giant sweater pings?
Oh, I'm not even... Mark, I don't like any of this. When we started talking, you sounded like... And the interviews I've seen with you, you're like a humble kid. And it was a true inspirational story. And you sound totally like corrupted now, and it's really upsetting. I'm sorry. I don't like where this is, and I don't like where you're at with any of this stuff. You're not the kid who I watched on all those interviews.
Oh, man.
What?
Grandpa Gus just texted.
Uh-huh. What did Grandpa Gus...
Well, a couple things.
Yeah.
He's been listening to the show.
Yeah.
And he said to tell you that you stink and that you sound like an ape with several boxes of butterscotch sucrettes in your mouth.
Okay.
Well, and he also said he got our lawyer going after that fraudulent Mark Arm you mentioned earlier.
Oh, the fraudulent? Okay.
Yeah. And as punishment, he's going to make him change his name to Fart. Fart. No last name.
So Mark Arm, who's been using has had the name Mark Arm as a professional name for decades now. A 13-year-old is now going to lay claim to the name Mark Arm and take that away from him legally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the power, that's the glory of the courts.
The glory of the courts.
Yeah. Oh, man, how cool is this?
What?
Grandpa Gus said that I'm going to be the next pitch boy for Foot Locker Young. He just worked the deal.
What?
Foot Locker Young?
I didn't know there was a Foot Locker Young.
Oh, yeah, all their sneakers have these cool words all over them, like red, fun, and rap.
Well, that does sound pretty, pretty cool.
They light up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mark, I don't know what to say. You're
Oh, no.
What? Well, what?
Gus also said that Newbridge Junior High wouldn't come through on the things I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
My demands...
Okay.
No, I'm not going to be pitching there this spring.
So you're not going to be playing for Newbridge Junior for the middle school?
Nope.
Uh-huh. Where else are you going to... What other schools would you pitch for then?
Schools? F that noise!
Yeah? So not a school? You're not...
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
All right, here we go. You have no idea how lucky you are. Because right now, on the great show featuring Tim Sklorpling, I, Mark the Arm Rampling, am declaring myself eligible for the National Baseball League.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're in junior high.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I just quit.
Oh, you just quit junior high.
Yeah.
So that you could go. And you're not a big guy, Mark. What are you, 5 feet tall?
I wish. I'm 4'8".
And how much do you weigh?
87. Why?
So you're 4'8". And you weigh 87 pounds, and you're going to go... There is no way you could ever compete with adult major league ball players. How fast is your fastball?
Oh, man. My heater goes to 55.
Whoa, 55.
If I throw any faster, I don't have any control.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Not sure what team I'm going to play for. The Mets seem really dumb.
Oh.
Maybe go down to Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... The Mets aren't good enough for you.
Yeah.
Not good enough to have a 4'8", 13-year-old on their
roster. I bring the fire when I pitch.
Uh-huh.
You know what Gus says? He says I should do one or two games in the minors to let those rubes say they saw me win.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they can auction off one of my game-worn unis. Yeah, it's all about giving back, Todd.
Todd, now you don't even... You were calling me sir. Now you're calling me Tim and Todd.
Oh, shut up.
Uh-huh. No major league... You know, this is a moot point, because... There's no way you get...
You're a moot point.
What?
You're a moot point.
A moot point.
What's that?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
No major league team would touch a 13-year-old baseball player who can't even... For when you pitch over 55 miles an hour, you have... You said you don't have much control over the ball?
No control.
No control.
Yeah.
So the pitch just flies off to nowhere.
No, not to nowhere. It usually flies into the stands.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, Mark, no major league team is going to sign you.
Well, one better, or I'm in big trouble.
Because... Yeah, because, I mean, you're now with a dropout. You're not in school anymore. So that would put you in a lot of trouble.
Well, there's something else, too.
What?
I got a stripper pregnant.
What was that?
I got a stripper pregnant.
You got a... Hold on. You got a stripper pregnant.
I'm not proud of it.
You're 13. Huh? Where and when were you even with a stripper?
Well, last October, Gus took me to Titular Characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know that place?
Yeah, yeah.
Out on Route 172?
Yeah.
Well, it's where he likes to go for lap fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this dancer named Nikki came over.
Okay.
That's a name you never hear associated with the adult entertainment business, is it?
Nikki?
Yeah.
I it sounds like you actually would hear that name.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Gus had her come over, and he bought her I just dropped my wallet. I'm 13, but I have a wallet.
You dropped your wallet. Uh-huh.
And what's in my wallet?
What?
Just guess.
money?
I have a dollar.
Okay.
Some baseball cards.
Yeah.
Okay, my wallet's back in my pocket.
Oh, good, good.
So, Nikki came over and Gus bought her a soda water.
Mm-hmm.
And when Gus and Nikki went out to Gus's car to look for the pen that he lost in the back seat.
Yeah.
I mistakenly took a drink of Nikki's soda water, and a few months later, she was pregnant.
Oh,
Nikki's going to have a little arm.
So you drank some of her soda water?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so now I got to man up and provide.
Hey, Mark, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who told you that by drinking from somebody else's drink that you could get somebody pregnant? Was it your grandpa Gus?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, and do you think there's any possibility? I know this is your grandpa we're talking about here. You love him. But you've got to know what kind of guy he is on some level. And do you think there's any chance that your grandpa's trying to make so much money off of you and to force you to go pro so that he could kind of pay for some of his own mistakes throughout life?
How dare you! Next thing you're going to say is that Grandpa Gus doesn't deserve his 80% cut of my gross earnings.
An 80% gross, your grandfather,
yeah,
is going to take of your potential earnings.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's crazy, and it's...
Oh, hey.
What?
Gus just pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking me to Ducky's 2 out on Route 36.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing an autograph signing with Robert Eiler and Rachel Bolan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Better keep me away from her soda water.
Rachel Bolan.
Yeah.
Well,
what's she in?
What's that?
What is she in?
What is she? Well, she is a he, actually. And he is in the band Skid Row. And,
what?
Yeah.
Are they from New Orleans?
No, they were from New Jersey. I guess they still are. And Robert Eiler played AJ on The Sopranos. So you're going...
Oh! I'm coming!
You're
talking!
You're going... Oh, that is so annoying.
Stop it!
Your grand...
Oh! Whoa! Grandpa Gus has two horns!
That's crazy.
That's weird.
He has a car with...
Whatever, Tim.
Well,
play your cards right now. Make my announcement about what team I'm choosing next time on The Big Show.
Hey, Mark, I need you to listen to me, Mark. Mark, this is not going to go well, Mark. Mark, you need to get away from your grandfather, and you're a 13-year-old kid, and he's not there. He hung up. Okay, great. Well, that is the most tragic thing I've ever heard. That Gus Brennan, back in the mix. How about that? Gus Brennan. Two horns on his car. That is impressive, though. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.
Bye.